Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Don't think, if you are a weak husband, an obedient husband, in such a nice, stupid way, that your family will be in order. It's not true. It's not a way to make peace in the family. You just make it more of a mess because you give your wife the opportunity to disrespect you and to climb more and more on top of you, and then everything is out of proportion. You must know where to stand and what to do in your family first. And then you can advance better in society. I tell you to live peacefully, but not cowardly. You must understand, cowardice and peace-loving kindness are different, eh? You love a person, but be firm. Just like you love your daughter, but she eats too much sweets, and you have to know when to say no. Must say when. Understand? Not that you love her and then whatever she wants, you give her. And you poison her, eh? You give her a lot of coffee, a lot of tea, the way you do. If you love her because you like whiskey, you give her. No good. You know what I mean? You have to stand up and protect your family by your own courage and strength inside, from inside. Yeah? You have to be courageous as a man. A woman look up to man as a stronger sex, as a protector of the family and nation. Now, if you display the opposite, how do you think a woman feels? First, she feels lost. She feels helpless. Yeah? She feels insecure because her man is just a weak person. Now she feels very pressured and fearful because she says now she has to stand up and look after the whole family, including that big baby with bear. Then the pressure is so great for her. First, she looked for a man, if not a protector and stronger man for her to lean on, at least an equal partner to share the worries and the sorrow and the pressure of raising children and earning a respectable income, etc., etc. Now she finds herself as the only one in the family that is strong. And she has to take care of her husband, even, like a baby. And he's supposed to be the one who shares with her all the troubles in the world. So that's how woman became very bad, became bitter, you know, because she's disappointed. She's hurt. She's insecure. She worries for the future. What happens if she's not there anymore? She has no partner to trust, to share. She has worries. She has a lot of trouble and she cannot share with her husband because he's so weak. He always listens to her and takes her advice and everything like that. You know what I mean? So that's how you make your wife become difficult. So now I tell you the truth to consider it before it's too late. All right? And don't blame any woman for being difficult. If you don't take care of yourself and you don't behave in a proper way and let her respect and rely on you and trust you as a partner at least. Capisce?
Yeah.
Now I talk too much, huh? As usual, but take it or leave it. Now number 60. Shiva is anxiously waiting. He said, what, she hasn't finished with my teaching yet? She talked about all kinds of outside, outer path. That woman. You see, if a husband like Shiva, huh? Or like Kabir, huh? And you see how the woman behave? See?
Yes. Yeah.
And an Indian husband also, yeah? They know how to be a man. That's why the wife subdued to them and dare not say anything. Maybe, of course, the modern day wives are a little bit more temperamental because she watches a lot on TV. And most of the movies on TV just show women being difficult. I don't know why. Most of the time, huh? Because many people like to watch American TV, huh? Because it's fast action. I also like that. But most of the time, they show the woman inside is not sweet. But very foul-mouthed and arguing all the time and throwing temper and all kinds of things like that. Also, even if they have a beautiful love story, they would throw a few cents of the woman shouting around and jumping about. Hey, is that not so?
Yeah.
In some of the films, huh? And the blonde beauty with blue eyes and all that. And smoking away and then talking nonsense. Yeah. Maybe it is true in some cases, but not all women are like that. And then they just show a very bad example just to make it lively, you know, just to make it more true to life than just being romantic. But I think it's a very bad example for all the teenage women to follow. I think to be throwing things around like that is okay. So it's no good. Well, I hope the Americans will change a little bit. At least make half of it, not all the time. Make a woman look like difficult. All right. Now. Number 60. Hmm? Now he calls her Shakti. Shakti, goddess of devotion. Shakti, see all space as if already absorbed in your own head, in the brilliance. Well, this is a kind of imagination. Or maybe he say see. He didn't say imagine. See means when people saw that everything has become their own selves, then that is the time they would see the brilliance within. Of course, yeah? Of course, when you become one with the universe, what else do you see? But only the brilliance of light.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, yeah, very, very easy. All the teaching is very easy. Perhaps for the Himalayan dwellers, for the Indians, the ones who are very devoted and pure. But for other people, it's a little bit difficult.
Mm?
Now, 61. Waking, sleeping, or dreaming, know yourself as light. Is that easy?
Yes.
You can, huh? That means always concentrate. You remember that? So you see, all the masters teach you nothing new but concentration. Every time, try to remember you are the light. You are the current, the musical sound of the universe, the original sound. Remember, you are the light. Never forget and sink into the physical existence of this body. And that's how we suffer if we sink down. Try always to lift yourself up. Be above human existence. Be above the physical body. And then you will feel better. Mm. At least in the mind. 62. When during a black night it's raining, so enter that blackness as the form of all forms. Well, can you understand that? The black hole? Sometimes when we meditate, we see all black, no? But the black is living. The blackness that we saw in front of us while meditating is a living blackness. It feels like it's pulsating. And sometimes it's creating something out of that. The blackness is not the real blackness. It is the silence of creation, the night of creation, when everything is absorbed again into that and stay sleeping for a while. So in such a black night, maybe you try to enter the blackness of the origin and then feel awake. 64. Just as you have the impulse to do something, stop. Understand? When you want to do something so badly, just stop. See what happens. That's one of the practice methods. Now, number 65. Center on the sound OM without A or M. The sound om is made of a u m, but you center in between, so make it become like there is no letter, no physical sound, but just the centering of your own concentration. Well, is it difficult? No, huh? Om is easier. Om, 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 om. Okay, you don't need to try all this. Okay, you already have enough things to do. But just for your reference, I let you study other methods of practice or other teachings to see if it fits you. So that you know something. So that at least you know that I know something. 66. Silently intone a word ending in ah, A-H. And then in the effortlessly. See the spontaneity. Oh, it's very poetic here. But very difficult for us. What he meant is when you say something with the word that ends with A and H. Ah, oh, yeah? Then try to feel the end of the H, like the breathing sound. And then enter Buddha nature. And spontaneity or naturalness is the same, Buddha nature, things like that. A different name for the original power. 67. Feel yourself as pervading all directions, far and near. Well, that you can understand. Yeah? Try to feel that. Can you? Try. But not too far, okay? Not too far. When I'm talking, you better not feel yourself pervading too far to the gauge over there or to the end of the line like yesterday. Maybe it suits you, but it gives me pressure.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.